We're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. The sugya is discussing the din of chiluk malachas and what the makar is. The Mishnah had said that if, let's say, someone doesn't know it's Shabbos and does many malachas, he brings one chatas and all the malachas. But if someone knows it's Shabbos, he just doesn't know these malachas are asr, and does many malachas, he brings kama chatas, he brings a chatas for each malacha that he did. And the Gemara asks the shayla chiluk malachas minolan. Where does it come from, the din of chiluk malachas? And the Gemara brings three drashas. We have Shmuel's drasha, Mechalei Mais Yumas, Atay Ribs of Mises Harbe Al Chil Lachas. Mais Yumas is telling you a lot of Mises, and we don't need it for Mezid, because Kala'isa Malacha Yumas, we need it for Shegig, and my Mises Mammon. So a lot of Mammon, a lot of money, you pay for one Chil, you bring multiple Karbanis. We have Reb Nostin that holds Avara L'chalak Yatzis. Since it says L'Savar, Eish B'chol M'Shisechem separately, that teaches you Havara is a separate Isser. And Memela, Leila Laman Al-Atzma Yatzah, Laman Al-Kla Kula Yatzah, teaches you all the Malachas are a separate Isser. And then we have Reb Yaisi's Joshua, Me'achas Mehena, that Achas means one, and Hena means a lot. Sometimes you did one, and you chayev a lot. And what's that case where you have Zodin Shabbos and Shigis Malachis, where you knew it was Shabbos, you didn't know the Malachas, so you chayev in each Malacha. And sometimes, hey, Nishi Achas, you have multiple Malachas, but you only chayev one, because it was talking about Zodin Malachis and Shigis Shabbos. In Shigis Shabbos, you only bring one Chattas. So to start with, there's a shtickle from Menachem Zemba in Taitzeis Chayim Simen Hei, Eis Beis. He has a chakira. The chiluk malachas by Shabbos, are they gufa mechlakim or shemus mechlakim? You see, when you achel shtei zeis and chayla b'alamechad, you only chayev one. When you boil a nida two bias b'alamechad, you only chayev one. That's the halacha. There's no chiluk. So even if you do the aver multiple times, but as long as it's b'alamechad, there was no yediyah in between, you chayev one. That's the yisayin of shgagas. But if it's two different shemus, like chaylev and dam, or if it's two different gufim, shtei nashim nidas are called two different gufim, so then you chayev twice, and gufim you need gufim chashuvim. That's why two nashim nidas are two gufim. Mashag and two zeisei chaylev, they're not gufim chashuvim, that's not considered gufim uchlakim. It brings the Taisus Yudin Kedushin that says it's clearly Ein Zayin and Aleph, only Baal Echayim are called Gufim Mechlakim, is the Taisus Zochem, Nef Ein Zayin. The question is if two trees are called Gufim Mechlakim. There's a concept of Gufim Mechlakim, but that's only by Gufim Chashuvim. The Gemara learns Afim, Vel Isha Benidus Tumasa Lechayiv are called Isha V'Isha, that each woman is a separate Chiyiv. So you have sometimes the Indian of Gufim Mechlakim. So the shayla is, are malachas considered shemus mechlakim? They each considered their own mechayev of krisus? Well, no, they're considered gufa mechlakim like shtei nashim nidais. He brings a lashon Rashi, in krisus daf tezayinam and aleph, that katsa v'zor have a shnei gufim, they're called two gufim. It sounds like the word is gufa mechlakim. But he brings a lot of rayas at the shemus mechlakim. I mean, the Gemara in daf kufla mechesam and aleph has a shayla mishamim mishamayim asrinim ba. When a person goes and pours the wine through a strainer, is that the malach of bayir or is that the malach of merakid? Because bayir and merakid are very similar. So Mar has a shayla. Mar says, what do you give asra? Says, machlokes rishayim, if you could infer from this gemara that any time you give asra, you have to give asra on the specific malacha. Let's say a person is doing the malacha of ktsira. And you tell him, if you're going to take off that apple from the tree, that's Chil Shabbos. You're going to be over on Leisasa Malacha, which is Chayiv Kares. Is that a good Asra? Or do you have to specifically mention that he's over on the Chayiv Ksira? It's not good enough to say he's over on Chil Shabbos. So the Gemara there in Kufla Meches, it says, Misham Mishamay Masrinaba, the Mashmoyis of the Gemara is that you have to be Masra Misham, the correct Malacha that he's doing. Not only Rishayim hold that way, Rashi in Kufla Meches is takamashman that way. And Taisus discusses it in a few places. Taisus and Tzadik Vavim and Beis here in Shabbos is mefurish also that you have to be masra in the Asura of the Malacha. But Taisus and Bava Kama, that Beisim and Aleph, is mesupik about it. He has two terutzim. Now the Taisus read there, says mefurish, that the reason why you have to be master in the guf of the malacha is because since havar is l'chalak yatzis, so it's like each malacha has its own separate lav. So it's like, let's say someone's eating chalev, and you tell him, that's treif, it's macholos asuris. You're going to be over the lav of eating macholos asuris. And that's not good, that's right. You have to tell him, you're over the lav of chalev. There's two different things. There's chalev, there's dam, there's nevela, there's all sorts of isurim. You can't just make one klal. So once you have a varon l'chalak yatzis, each malacha is a separate mechayiv, so you mainly have to be masterit. So that sounds clear, that's al shemis machlokim. He's a bit bothered. Rashi and Daf Kuf Lamed Ches says mefurish, like the Tosfos read, you have to be masterah in the shame of the malacha. If Rashi holds all of this is gufa machlokim, so there is no shame isser of the malacha. The shame isser is chilul Shabbos. So what's the pshat? He also asks a kasha. The Gemara is mavur, a little bit later in this parak, zayim v'tzarech leitzim eschayev shtayim. If someone prunes a tree, takes off branches from the tree in order to facilitate the growth of the tree, and lemaisi needs the branches, he's going to use the branches of firewood. See, chayev al zireya, because you're facilitating the growth of the tree, that's all the malacha of zireya. But you're also chayev al tzteilish, because you cut off the branch, and you chayev a kaitzer. If you're going to say that the gufa mechlokim, how can it be chayev shtayim? It's one maisa. Gufa mechlokim can only be if it's two different maises. So then you can be mechalik and say, each malacha is a separate guf. But if it's doing one maisa, where's the chilek? It's one maisa, it's one thing, it's one action. That can only be chalak b'chatayis if it's shemis mechlokim. And he says it's really Rashi and Sanhedrin samach beis mefurish. Rashi says it's ksir and tchines shemis mechlokim, mamish mefurish. Well, Shvet, as the Shvet Rashi increases, that says it's gufa mechlokim. So he wants to say gavaldig yisait. He says, if the yisait of chilek malachas ben shamis is because avara l'chalak yatzis. That's the yisait. So avada the Tosfos read is right. Avada the shemis mechlokim. Because that's the drasha of avara l'chalak yatzis. Say, loy sevaru eish is another shame, is another lav, it's another shame. And mainly you learn out from there that each malacha of life is another shame. And that's goof what the Tosfos says. He says it's coming from Avar L'chalak Yatzis. That would have had to make it shameless Mechlokim. But if Chilik Malachis is from the other drushes, so you don't see shameless Mechlokim, Mechalelik Meisumas. That doesn't teach you shameless Mechlokim. That could be goof of Mechlokim. Or Achas Yehena Hena Sheachas. It just tells you Chayev Alat on Achas. That doesn't mean it's more than one shame. That could be one shame, but Chayev Alat Achatoy. It's like goof of Mechlokim. So he wants to say, but then he could explain a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Sanhedrin, Perikei Halacha Beis, Ru'u Mechal Shabbos, Erm La'evidei Shu Shabbos, Etorim Mechalei Meis Yumas. As I took the Yerushalmi, that's how you master on Chil Shabbos. It's a fact developed. We said over, Tosis, later on Tzadik Vavim Mebeis, and Rashi, and Nafkuf Lam and Ches, and other places, Tosfos Rid, that says you have to be master the malacha with the shame of the malacha. So what's Pshat in the Yerushalmi that says that you just master mechalel meshumas? And he says, good. The Bavli that says mesham meshamay chayiv, that's mashma, that you have to be master meshame the malacha. That can go like a nasin, and if all the chalak yatzis. The Yerushalmi that's saying that you tell mechalel meshumas, that could be like Shmuel, that mechalel meshumas. So male, that could be good for Mechlokim, so then you wouldn't be master in the shame of the Malacha. Adkan the Shtikl Torah from the Tosfos Chaim. Now, Mal, I wanted to use this Tosfos Chaim to explain Shtikl from the Shaar HaMelech. The Shaar HaMelech, on the Rama Menuchas Shkogos, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, the Rambam there says, Yira li shemasa told him yav zev, v'asa told him yav zev, is chayiv shtayim. Yira li that if he does two different tovus and two different avos, is chayiv shtayim. And the Olam will ask, the Rambam was asked, the Shaila, the Kesef Mishnah discusses it. What's the Yira li? It's a Mefurishu Gemara, in Bava Kamadav Beis, and in Tzadik, and Shabbos Tav Tzadik Vavim and Beis, and Masa Shtei Avos, Oishtei told us, it's chayav kalachas v'achas. So why does the Rambam say yearly? It's a first Gemara. So the Shaar HaMelech says that there's a Gemara Meir Kan that says not the way. The Gemara Meir Kan has Rabbi Nev Yosef that says that when you're weeding or when you're pouring water on the ground, is that chayrish or zereya? So machlokes Rabbi Nev Yosef if you're doing chayrish or zereya. So Abaye says, why don't you say both? Why isn't like Zayim v'tzarech leitzim? Are you going to say, since it's one mice, it can't be both? It's not true. Zayim v'tzarech leitzim is both. So why don't you say, by this mice of chayrish in Zayimaya, like weaning, where you're both doing preparing the land, and you're also facilitating the growth of the plant, or watering the ground, you're both doing the ground and the plant, so you're doing both. So why isn't it both chayrish in Zayimaya? And the Gemara says, kasha. So the Sha'ar HaMelech says, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Nevi Yosef. The Rambam never says that watering the ground or weeding, yechayiv both. The Rambam says, yechayiv mishum zereya. So the Rambam doesn't pass like Abaye. What's pshat? Because the Rambam holds, dafka by an of, dafka by two oves, yechayiv twice. Dafka by zayim v'tzarech la'itzim, that's two oves. It's the av. The Rambam holds that zayim is the av of neteya. And it's the av of kaitz. It's two oves, yechayiv twice. Mashenkim, watering the ground, or weeding, is a told of chayrish, a told of zereya. There, the Rambam holds you only chayiv once. And that's a pshat in Rambam Nevi Yosef. Now the Rambam had a zam in Suffolk. Maybe that's because it's one maisa. If it's one maisa, you can only be chayiv once. Zayim levitzarech leitz, the Zayim says leitzim is an av. By avos, that the Rambam passes a chayiv twice. But by toldus, if it's one maisa, you only chayiv once. Mashengen, if it's two maises. Maybe there, Rabbi Nevi Yosef, a maskim that by two told us there would be chiluk mlachas and you'd be chayiv twice. It's only because it's one maisa. That's like the Sha'ar HaMelech. So that's what the Rambam says, Yirali, that everyone's maskim if it's two different maises, by two told us you're chayiv twice. The whole shaila is if it's one maisa. And then the Rambam taka holds that if it's one maisa, then by two told us you only chayiv once. So Kumta is a very interesting shtickle the Sha'ar HaMelech is telling us. That Shittas HaRambam is saying that when you do two malachas in one maisa, when they're both avos, you chayiv twice. When they're both told this, then you chayiv once. Yir Elishim, Asa told him Yav Zeh, V'Asa told him Yav Zeh, then you chayiv once. But one maisa with two tolas at the same time, you chayiv once. What's the vart? What's the pshat in that? Zagich Lefira Taitz, it's very good. Because the Taitz Chaim says that the only time you can be chayiv twice with one mice is if the shame is mechlokim. If the goof is mechlokim, you can't be chayiv twice. Now we all zayim v'tzarech eitzim is chayiv. Zok the Taitz Chaim, because we pass in like Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson holds avar l'chalak yotzes. We pass in like Reb Nosson. And the mele we hold that all the melachas are shame is mechlokim. But the Gemara is meduyik that avar is an av melacha. He says that also, the Sha'ar HaMelech reads his eyes. The Gemara is meduyik. That's why the Rambam had a havamina that only of us is chiluk malach, is not told us. What's the havamina? Why do you say yearly that one told and another told is chiluk malach? What's the havamina chiluk malach should only be the av? Zakhtar, the havamina is, because you learn that from Havara. Ma Havara shu av malach chayim fli atzma. Av kol shu av malach chayim fli atzma. But told is not. And Zagich, and what's the maskana? Enechinami. Ovis malachas ataka shemus mechalakim. Toldus malachas are not shemus mechalakim. Toldus malacha are gufu mechalakim. Because you learn that from the other limud, achas shehen heine shiachas, or shmuz limud, chalam es yumas, you learn that from that limud, toldus. I mean, if you learn that Abiesi's limud, Abiesi Lahedi says toldus. He says, achas is heine is ovis, meheine is toldus. So avos atak hashem is mechlokim because havar lechalak yotzes, but that's only avos. Toldus is going to be gufa mechlokim, and nafkamina like the Sha'ar HaMelech says. By avos, if you do two melachas and one maisa, you do chatois. By toldus, if you do two melachas and one maisa, the Sha'ar HaMelech saying b'dasa Rambam, you don't get two chatois because the chilak chatois by avos is gufa mechlokim, and gufa mechlokim need two different maisas. Ad kan nishtikl. But now I want to go to the Gemara before. The Gemara before asks a Shaila, Maishna Resha, Maishna Sefer. The Gemara starts off the Amid with the Shaila, why by the Resha, when you have Shigri Shabbos and Zadim Malachas, then you only Chayiv one. And by the Sefer, we have Shigri Malachas and Zadim Shabbos, then you Chayiv on each Malacha. What's the difference? The Gemara comes out Lamaskana. The difference is because Hacha Chadashkaga, Hacha Tuvashkaga Savi. A Svara. When you have Shigas Shabbos, so it's one Shkaga. You didn't know Shabbos. So they'll only chayiv one Chadas. You did multiple Malachas, but all for the same shkog of not knowing Shabbos. Mashen Kain, when you didn't know the malachas, each malach you didn't know. You didn't know this malach, you know that malach, and it's called different shkogos, and the meila yichayev in each malach. That's what the Gemara says. Now Rashi in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says this then, that Hayadei Ikka Shabbos, Yechayev HaKol Shabbos is Shabbos, and Hayadei Shehu Shabbos, then Yechayev HaKol Av Malacha Umalacha, Rashi says that the Gemara has a limud. Sometimes Yechayev HaKol Achas Achas, sometimes Yechayev HaAchas, and that's Rabbi Yossi's limud of Achas Shehena and Hena Shehachas. Umistabra, that the pasuk that says Yechayev for each one, Mistabra, it's all going on Zod and Shabbos and Shikas Malachas, which has Shkogis Tuva. And Mistabra, the Ptur, is going on Shikas Shabbos Zod and Malachas, because it's Chadash Shkogahi. So Rashi is learning, the Gemara is not saying the Svara by itself. Stam is Svara. That here, you have one Shkogahi, you have Shkogis Tuva. It's all Xeris Akasav. There's Xeris Akasav of Chiluk Malachas. And there's also Xeris Akasav that there's no Chiluk Malachas. So Mela Mistabra you make that the Pasuk of Chiluk Malachas is talking about by Shigas Malachas, we have Shkagas Tuva. And Mistabra the Pasuk says, no Chiluk Malachas, by Shigas Shabbos, we have Chadash Shkaga. But the Taisa Rosh Eithanart is bothered. Only Rabbi Yossi has these two psukim. Only Rabbi Yossi has these two psukim. Mashen Kain, the other man, the Armin, they don't have these two psukim. So how do they know that there's a case where you don't say Chiluk Malachas? So like the Taisa Rosh, they would learn it Misvar. Mamais, it's one Shkaga. And one Shkaga, you can't be Mechayim more than one Chattis. It's one Shkaga. You can't be Mechayim more than one Chattis and one Shkaga. They know that way Misvar. They're saying the Taisa Rosh. But Rashi's not so mashma that way. Rashi, you could say if you want, that Rashi in the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi. But it's not so Mistabra. It's Mistabra Rashi's learning that this Gemara that makes a Chiluk between Chadash Shkaga and Shkaga's Tuvis alts with the Pasuk. The other limit doesn't have a pasuk. Maybe they do have a pasuk. Maybe al kapanim, once you know the limit of chiluk malachas, a user basis pasuk for this. I'm not sure. But Rashi's mashman all comes from the pasuk. So I thought to say that if you're going to say that chiluk malachas are shemis mechlokim, then it's pasha you can't say like the Taisa Rosh. Because if they're shemis mechlokim, even if it's one shkagam, avadi yechayev on each one. Once you have a pasuk telling you each malach is a different shame, so even if it's shkog achas, avada each shame, chayev and each shame. You have before even a tinik shenishu ben an achrim, it's chayev and chaylev and achas and dam achas and avedizar achas and shabbos achas. Like we said earlier, then b'shem reb leib malin, that the pshat is that there's no din gufa mechalkin with the tinik shenishba, there's no din tamchuyim mechalkin, there's no din shabbosis mechalkis, and the reason is, because it's all one shkaga. But Shemus Mechlokim, the Pshat is each Shem is a different Mechayev. If there's two Mechayevim, even though they're from one shkaga, they're two completely different Mechayevim. They Behecha is going to be two. Even if it's one shkaga. So that is the Taisa Rosh is telling you there's a Svara. We know Chiluk Malachas, but there's a Svara. They don't apply to Shiga Shabbos because it's Chadash Shkaga. So you can't tell me Chiluk Malachas or Shemus Mechlokim. Behechach, you have to say the Gufa Mechlokim, which then wouldn't be like the Shtikl Teirim. It wouldn't stim so good l'shitase, because Rab Nassin is the one that says Avara L'chalak Yatzis, and like the Taisus Chaim says, that's the Shemus Mechlokim, and he doesn't have a pasuk to tell you there's no Chiluk Malachas by Shigga Shabbos. And Rab Yesi, who learns that Chiluk Malachas Amachas Shein Heine Shiachas, which that could be Gufa Mechlokim, and he has the pasuk telling you that there's no Chiluk Malachas. Rabbi Yossi, if he holds him, it's Shemus Mechlokim, so he needs a Xeris Akasav to tell you that by Shigas Shabbos it's not Shemus Mechlokim. Because if it would be Shemus Mechlokim, even Shigas Achasav would be Chayev. The other Tanam who don't have a Pasuk, who learned me Svara, that if it's Shigas Shabbos it's called one Shkogas, so Svarim Chayev one, Behechach they would have to all go for Mechlokim. And even if you're a Gufa Mechlokim, I could hear two Svaris. Let's say you have someone that doesn't know about the Issa Nida. But he's not a Tinik Shalishba. It's not that he never knew anything, or he never knew about the Issa Nida. He doesn't know about the Issa Nida. Or he has a mistake. He thinks the Issa Nida is only Shaykh in a certain case. And he has two wives which both of them are a nida. He doesn't realize they're a nida because he's missing one halacha and hilchas nida. Let's say he thinks that nida, you don't need a tefillah to take off the asininda, or you don't need a tefillah in mem sah. And because of that, he was ba'al chamish nashim nidas. For the same mistake that he didn't realize he needed tefillah b'mem sah. I could say here, l'maisis gufu mechlokim. Even if shkog achas, l'maisis gufu mechlokim. But I can hear two tzadim with that. You want to tell me that gufu mechlokim when you have a shkog achas is one? I hear the tzad, I could hear such a tzad, I could hear the Tais Rosh could hold their way. But shameless mechlokim to tell me that when you have shkog achas it's one, I didn't think that was shaykh. But I was shuv nesayr from the Minchas Ariel, that the achreinim, the gdoli achreinim, clay such a tzad. That even by shameless mechlokim, shkog achas would be chayiv one. First, you have the Rashash in Krisus Dafid Zayinim and Beis. The Rashash there is discussing, let's say somebody thinks that Safik Derais is the Kula. That's what he thinks. He thinks Safik Derais is the Kula. And because of that, he ate chaylev. And then he finds out that it was chaylev. So he thinks that he'd be chayev v'chatas. Fine, that could be. But then he says, let's say somebody thinks that Safik Derais is the Kula, and that's why he eats a Safik chaylev, and he also eats a Safik dam. And he finds out that he ate chaylev and he ate dam. So he clears to say that maybe he's only chayev one carbon. Because it's one shkaga, because he did them both, because he didn't realize that Safik Derais is the Chumra. So he clears to say, if it's one shkaga, maybe even if it's two shemes, chaylev and dam, he'd bring one carbon. By me, it's a pella. Befrat from Tinek Shenishba. So he writes a funny thing, I don't know what he means. He writes, like, domi to Tinek Shenishba. Tahasam yesh harbe shkaga, savash a chaylev, muta v'chein savash a dam, muta v'chein kula. Mashenkin here, it's not the pshat, he thought that chaylev was muta, he thought that dam was muta. He thought that Savik Derais is Mutter, that's called one Shkaga. That means a plea, a Tinik Shenishba? A Tinik Shenishba didn't notice such a thing as an Issa altogether. How could they say there's two Shkagas? Elamai, he didn't know about the Issa Chalev or the Issa Dam. See, he also, he didn't know that a Savik Chalev is Mutter, a Savik Chalev is Asr, a Savik Dam is Asr. Besides, I don't understand it so well. Even if the reason why he ate it was because he didn't know the Savik Derais was the Chumrah, but Lamaisa, he didn't know this was Chalev, he didn't know that was Dam. I don't see that it's a shkaga achas. But as I stated in the Rashash, it's also brought down in the Afikayam, so at the end of Simon Vav, and he was claiming, let's say someone doesn't know the shir kazayis. He thinks the shir is bigger than the kazayis. He thinks the shir is kebeya. And he eats chaylev and dam and noisir and pigul all with the same tais, he's eating less than the kazayis. He doesn't realize he's eating enough to be meschayim because he doesn't know what the shir kazayis is. He thinks the shir kazayis is bigger than it really is. So that's Shiga Achas, is he chai of one carbon, even though they're shameless mechlokim. And he brings the Rishash. And he says he has a raya from the Rishonim here, the Tais Rishonim, early on Daf Samach Tesam and Aleph. And other Rishonim say the same thing. They're discussing Yod Leishamis B'mayis, the Rishonim ask Akasha, the Gemara and Akasha, how could it be that someone could bring 39 Chatois, so how does he have Yediyah Shamis, Yod Leishamis B'mayis? Maybe he was taught B'shiurim. He thought the shear was bigger than it really is. So you see clearly that even though he made one mistake in shear, the marshal, because most of the shear are kegregorous, all the shear are chila kegregorous. So kaitzer and dash and ma'amir and bayer and zaira and marakid and lash and aifa, that all the shear are kegregorous. So if he didn't know the shear, that means that he thought it was bigger than the gregorous. So you see he made one mistake, but he's chayef for each malacha. So that's his raya, that if it's a shkaga achas, yechayef for each malacha. The Machashes, in Chaylik Aleph Simini Gimel, has a myridika shtickle on the sugya. We can't be myrich about it. But B'toich HaAdvarim, he's also discussing the shayla. He brings it often the Rambam. The Rambam says, it's in Perek Aleph, Filcha Shkagas Halacha, hey, he says, if the Anshe Medina was shogu v'dimu shayayim chayel v'arim kippurim, the kulam achlu v'asu malacha kol echem evi shtei chatois. Says they didn't know it was Yom Kippur, and they did malacha and they ate on Yom Kippur, and that's considered two different shemes. There's eating on Yom Kippur and doing malacha on Yom Kippur. It's two different shemes. They bring two chatois mafurish that they didn't know that today was Yom Kippur, and they ate and did malacha. and they bring two chatais. So in the Rambam it's mavur that two shemus by shkaga achas brings two chatais. You're going to have to say in the Rambam that various melachos by not knowing it's Shabbos is not the pshat stam. It's a svara that it's one shkaga. You have to say it's exeris akasuv. Because if it's a svara, so who would then Isa and Isa, who would then Eichel and Isa Machem and Kurim have the same svara? The Minchas Reel also brings in another Rambam, also Mefurish, that even by Gufa Mechlok and by Shkog Achas, Yechayev Kamachatois, he says if the Isha thinks that her husband died, and because of that she was Nivellas to Kama people, she brings a Chattis for each one, because it's Gufa Mechlokim. Even though it's Avada Shigacha, she thought her husband died. It's one Shkaga. She didn't realize she's an Eishes Ish. So in the Rambam, it's Mavur, even by Gufa Mechlokim, you don't have a Svarad Dikahetta that it's one Shkaga. But then I can hear that the Teis Rosh holds not the way. Teis Rosh holds that Gufa Mechlokim is only Mechalik when it's separate Shkagas. When it's one Shkaga, Gufa Mechlokim is not Mechalik. Just like you find by Tinik Shanishbu, Gufa Mechlokim is not Mechalik. Anytime it's one Shkaga, Gufa Mechlokim is not Mechalik. But Shemus Mechlokim bothered me. I don't understand what the Rosh Hashanah is saying that by Tinik Shanishbu is not considered one Shkaga. Why not? See, the Emerson, it bothers me to tell you the Rosh also. Because the Gemara earlier, the Gemara says it a few times, and the Gemara earlier in the Samach Tesim and Aleph, that says the Yad L'Shamis B'mai, that according to Rabbi Yechanan that says that Hizid B'lav V'shagig B'kareis is Chayiv, so mainly could Yad L'Shamis B'lav. So Kumtais, he doesn't know any one of the 39 Malachis have a Chiyiv Kareis. He knows that they all have a Chiyiv Lav, and he's Chayiv for each Malach, he's Chayiv 39 Chatois. Why isn't that called Shkaga Achas? Mishloim if Shkaga Achas is Xeris HaKasuv. So we say like this, the Xeris HaKasuv is that any time you have Shigga Shabbos, you only Chayiv once. The Malachis aren't Mechalik, they're not Shemus Mechalikim, they're not Gufa Mechalikim. Any time you have Shigas Malachis, then the Malachis are Mechalik, then the Shemus Mechalikim, then the Gufa Mechalikim. And what's the Pshat, my Chazis, to say that Shigga Shabbos is the case we only have one Chiyuv, and Shigas Malachis is the case we have multiple Chiyuvim. It's a Svar, Shigga Shabbos is one Shkaga, Shigas Malachis is Kama Shkagas. But it's only a Svar, how does that sign the Psukim? Like Rashi says in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek. So then you could say, if L'maisi you have Shigas Malachis, not Shigas Shabbos, because I'm Yodele Shabbos. I'm Yodele Shabbos B'lav. So L'maisa, I have Zodin Shabbos. I only have Shigas Malachis. So even though it happens to be one Shkaga, but that's the din. Even if it's one Shkaga, I'm Chayiv on Shemus Mechlokim, and maybe even on Gufa Mechlokim. It's a special din, Shigas Shabbos I'm not. We zets and I'm by Shigas Shabbos because that's one Shkaga. But here we don't have Shigas Shabbos, even though it's one Shkaga, I'd also be Chayiv on all of them. That's how I would understand the Gemara. Be very good. But if there's a svara, if there's no pasuk, but there's tam a svara, that even though we have chiluk malachas, but any time it's shkaga achas mi svara yipak, like the Taizir Rosh says, so why isn't the fact that he doesn't know kares, why isn't that shkaga achas? He knows all the malachas, he seems to be missing one fact. He doesn't know that on chil shabbos is kares. So I guess you could learn, to be miyash of the Taizir Rosh, that the pshan is because it's shayach lamaisa, that he should find out that ksir is kares, and he still doesn't know trin is kares. He can find that Bishul's Kairos, he still doesn't know it's us Kairos. So the Maisa is considered all these 39 Yediyas that he's missing. Mashayin Kain, when he knows all the Malachas, just doesn't know today is Shabbos, it's Bechal Mat Shayachim to find out about one thing and not about another thing. But Eivazai, the Afika Yam Shaila with Shiurim, or the Rishashi Shaila with Safik Isser, Lamaisa, he could find out that this is Chalev and he still doesn't know that's Dam. Lamaisa, he could find out that Ksira has a Shia of Gregorius, he still wouldn't know necessarily that Trin has a Shia of Gregorius. If you're going to call that multiple Shkagas, I think their cases also you'll have to call multiple Shkagas. But Eifin, and the only way I could understand the Taizir Rosh is as I. Now, first of all, I would think if it's Shemus Mechlokim, then the Taizir Rosh doesn't start. Once it's Shemus Mechlokim, I don't hear that Shkaga Achas should be considered one carbon. Lamaisa, if it's Shemus Mechlokim, why is it different than Tinik Shanishba? That's what I would think in Svara. I think it'd have to be it's Al Gufa Mechlokim. And he holds that Gufa Mechlakim is not only Tinik Shnishba doesn't have Gufa Mechlakim. Anytime it's one Shkaga, there's no din Gufa Mechlakim. There has to be a separate Shkaga with each Guf. So the marshal, if someone doesn't know Hilchas Nida, he wouldn't be Chayav a Gufa Mechlakim. Chamesh Nashim Nida says Dafka, when each one, he doesn't know that she's a Nida. Well, like I said, the Rambam is Mefurish, that even my Gufa Mechlakim, and one Shkaga, like she doesn't know she's an Ashes Ish, even my Gufa Mechlakim, you're Chayav on each one. And you're also going to have to say like the Taizir Rush. And only time it's shaykh to know about one and not the other, they wouldn't be called Shkog Achas. Even though there's one Siba why he didn't know, the Marshal, he didn't know about Kares, which is one Siba. But since it's shaykh to know one about the other, that's also called different Shkogas. It has to be only Ba'ifin that it's one Yediya that will tell you everything. It's not shaykh that the Yediya would be negated to one and not to the other. That's how I can understand the Taizir Rush. And even the Taizir Rush is a machlekes tanan, because there is a tana that does have two psukim. It doesn't hold misvarit shkog achas. But you could learn, like Rashi in the Mishnah's Mashma, according to everyone, the Yisaitis Shingas Shabbos makes it ice Shemus machlekim and ice Gufa machlekim makes it ice chiluk. And that the din of shkog achas is just a svar. Why does that sign the pasuk by Shingas Shabbos? But really, that's not the vart. L'maisa, when you don't have Shiga Shabbos, even if you have a Shkaga Achas, there'll be Chiluk Malachas L'maisa.